And there he prayed. And there he prayed. Even Jesus, early in the morning, very dawn in the morning, like this one of time. Bible said, now in the morning, having risen up a long while before daylight, this is before daylight. Before daylight, he went out and departed to a solitary place. And there he prayed. And there he prayed. Jesus prayed. And there he prayed. Somebody say to your spirit, arise, kumi. Arise, kumi, arise, kumi, arise, kumi, arise. Say to your soul right now, send to somebody and say to the person, arise, arise. Even Jesus whipped up very early in the morning to pray, very early before daylight. Bible said he rose up, to pray. This is the time you have to pray. This is a time of prayer. This is a time of prayer. It's a time of prayer. Wake up, wake up. Tell somebody, wake up. Kumi, kumi, arise, arise, arise and pray. I want you to lift up your voice and say, Lord, take charge. Let the Holy Spirit take charge over my room right now. Let the Spirit of the Lord fill my room right now. Let the Spirit of the Lord take control over where I am right now. In the name of Jesus, lift up your voice and pray. Kapada da da do si kada da hando shabra. Lipa kada brandi kada ba hando si de de de. La branca pa, le branco re, le breco se cado sa grande cada bada, maranca bada 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 bada, re cada bada bo sa grande, le cado se cada grande cada bada. In the name of Jesus, le pa cada grande. Invite the Holy Spirit right now, at where you are right now. I want you to invite the Holy Spirit. I want you to invite the Holy Spirit right now. I want you to invite the Holy Spirit right now. I want you to invite the Holy Spirit right now. Akota do sade li paka do seke de 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 li do seka de nanda brande kada bada. Yes Lord, 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 yes Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Mako para ele katosa ele katabraka ba la bada bada la lo sebre kapada bada la bre kapaya bada bada madoshe kapada bada bada rapaka bada 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 madosha. I say, wake somebody up and say to the person, kumi arise, kumi arise, kumi arise, kumi arise, arise in prayer. Bible says that, and Jesus himself went to a solitary prayer, a place, and then begin to pray. I want you to pray right now. This is the time you have to pray. Invite as many as you can. Invite as many as you can unto this life and tell the person, kumi arise, kumi arise, kumi arise, mako pariandusa. I want you to invite the Holy Spirit at where you are right now. Engage the Holy Spirit 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 right now. Mado se kato se kada brandi kada bada bada. Allah kato se kato se kapada da. Ili kada da 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 da. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, Spirit of God, 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 take charge, take charge, take charge, take charge, take charge, take charge. May the Spirit of God 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 take charge. La pakatosa, ele kadose breka bada ba. Rako tada ora hando breka bada bada. Rapa yada bada 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 bada. I want you to rise up, rise up right now, rise up right now, rise up right now. You are telling your business right now, Barosha. Ele pakadoshe breka dabrande kabaraba. Arako parabose breka ba. Ele kadoshe kade. May the Spirit of God take over. 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 May the Spirit of God take over her. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Beloved, this month there's something I want to talk to you about. You are telling your soul, rise up. I said this morning is the first working day of the week. Monday is the first working day of the week. No matter your jurisdiction, wherever you are, the country and the state you are in, this is the first day, the first working day. I mean the first working day, the first working day. And even it is the first day of the week. Yes, you know why? This is the day that we have all set, that is the first working day. The first working day. With Saturday, Sunday, we have been saying it is weekend. It is weekend, which means that the week is ending and another week is about to happen. Liamen. See, in this life that we are in, Bible said that pray without ceasing. The reason is that the moment we are human beings and the devil has taken over some people, every day as which the devil is at war with us, every day they are demons, their principalities, their powers everywhere, trying to make sure that we do not succeed and we do not see the glory of God. Yes, it is the desire of our God that we should praise him. Say, I wish above all things that you may prosper and be in good health. There is another desire of the devil, that I wish above all things that you will be in poverty. That is the will of the devil, that I wish above all things that you may be in poverty. When God is telling that we wish above all things that we may prosper and be in good health, the devil is also saying that no. So Bible says in 2 Corinthians chapter number 5, chapter 10, verse number 5, it says that we demolish every argument and every pretension that set itself above the knowledge of God. It means that as God wishes, the knowledge of God concerning our life is for us to prosper. The knowledge of God concerning our life is for us to be in good health. The knowledge of God concerning our life is for us to be in peace. The knowledge of God concerning our life is for us to be happy. But day in and day out, the devil brings things on our way that it will make us sad. It will make us not be able to acknowledge the God in our life. It will make us unable to serve our God. That is why Bible says pray without ceasing. See, whenever you pray, you let God understand that yes, he is there with you. Yes. That is why David said, even though I walk through the valleys and the shadows of death, I fear no evil, for the Lord is with me. Whenever you pray, you exercise the power in you. Whenever you pray, you exercise the God-given power in you. You know, when God gives power, he makes sure that you shall use that power. So whenever you pray, you activate the spirituality of yourself and begin to change things in the realms of the spirit. You know, our tongue carries power, and this power of our tongue is what is used to curse people, is used to bless people. So the moment you begin to rise up in prayer, you begin to declare and say things in your life, you begin to release the atmosphere for your breakthrough. Yes, beloved, the moment you begin to rise up in prayer, you begin to declare. That is why whenever somebody wants to curse anyone, no matter the direction they go through, no matter what they do, no matter all the things they go through, they have to speak to it. So it is time for you also to speak to the weak. It's time for you also to speak to the dead. It's time for you to tell yourself, arise. In the name of Jesus. Yes, beloved. Beloved, let me tell you something. When you are in the Lord, there are things that speak for you. When you are in the Lord, most of us, we cannot commit our ways to the Lord. Psalm 37, he said, commit your ways to the Lord and he will do this. Commit your ways to the Lord and he will do this. Commit your ways to the Lord and he will do this. Beloved, you have to commit your week, your day, your month, your year into the hands of the Lord. I believe and I know that as the year started from 2023, 1st January, some of us were in the chapel praying, committing the year to the hands of the Lord. See, as I'm talking to you, a lot of people you started the year with, but they are no more. They are no more. They are no more. Beloved, see, when the year started, yeah, a lot of people you started with, that very month they died. A lot of people. Even this month that we are in, which is the month of September, by the close of this week, the month is ending. The month September is ending. We started the month also with a lot of people. As I'm talking to you, last week we started the week with a lot of people, but a lot of people are no more. Businesses have collapsed. People have had accidents. See, even today, somebody is no more. That is the attack of the day, the challenge of the day. So every day in our life, there's challenge. But there's one thing I want to let you know, that anybody that relies on the Lord and serve in the Lord. Today, I don't know, but the Spirit of the Lord is telling me that, see, you have to give yourself to Christ. You have to acknowledge the presence of God in your life. The moment you acknowledge the presence of God, he works with you. He transforms your life. See, I always remind you of this. No matter what David goes through, he acknowledges God. Huh? Some of us, we cannot give ourselves to the things of God. Whenever we are happy, that is when we want to worship God. But when things are going on wrong in our life, we cannot give ourselves to God. For God to use us. We always pray that things will go well in our life. But let me tell you, the secrets that open certain doors in our life are our service in the Lord. Our service in the Lord. Bible said in Mark chapter 11, when you read from verse number 1 coming down, Bible said, and Jesus sent two of his disciples. He said, go to a village nearby, and when you get there, you find a colt or a donkey tied down. You find a colt or a donkey tied down. When you get there, release it and bring it to me. Now, Mark chapter 11, as they approached Jerusalem and came to Bethphage and Bethany at the Mount of Olives, Jesus sent two of his disciples, saying to them, go to the village ahead of you. Go to the village ahead of you. See, a village represents your beginning. So whenever you have dreams and you see yourself in your village, it shows your beginning. That is your root, your father's house. Your village represents the genesis of your troubles, the beginning of your life. That is what the village stands for. It starts every community. Every town you are seeing has a village. Every town. Before the estates will come around it, it started from a certain place which is called a village. So whenever you go to the village of every town, when you look at the situation there and the buildings there, is different from the new site. May God give you a new site in Jesus' name. May God move you out of your village, out of the main village, into a new site in the name of Jesus Christ. The Bible said, Jesus said, go there. He said, go there. You will find a colt tied there. Release it and bring it to me. Beloved, do you know, I am showing you some secrets this morning. some secret, and this secret is our service in the Lord. You know, the Lord released this donkey, the donkey that has never been used. I don't want to go into it so much, but tomorrow I am going to talk about the release of the donkey, the mysteries around the donkey. In our next episode, I'll be talking about the mysteries around the donkey. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit. See, Bible said, and Jesus sent forth for them to go and release the donkey. And they went there to release the donkey. Jesus needed the donkey to use. But you know what happened? When Jesus sat on the donkey, something happened. Bible said, people begin to sing Hosanna. People begin to sit Hosanna. Now, verse number 6. They answered as Jesus had told them to, and the people let them go. Verse 7. And they brought the colt to Jesus and threw their clothes over it. He sat on it. Verse 8. Many people spread their cloths on the road, while others spread their branches they had cut in the fields. Those who went ahead and those who followed shouted Hosanna. See, they shouted Hosanna. They shouted Hosanna. Listen to me. Your service in the Lord is what breaks certain barriers in your life. It's what speaks when you are in times of difficulty. Share the light. Invite somebody. I know a lot of people are sleeping. But tell the person, Kumi, Kumi, rise up. Kumi. Yes. The devil will make us weak. A lot of people will wake up in the morning and they cannot even pray. And they will just, because they are late, they'll be rushing to work. I'm telling you. They cannot command the week. This is the first working day of the week. The first working day. Yes. Yes, and Bible said they brought the donkey. But could you imagine that when Jesus sat on the donkey, the donkey was giving service to Jesus? The donkey that had been tied down and nobody is using, now this donkey became useful. This donkey became useful in such that when Jesus sat on it, before even Jesus would sit on it, Bible said people begin to put things on the donkey, make the donkey beautiful. Beloved, I tell you, the moment you allow yourself to be used by God, God will make you beautiful. Tell somebody, rise up. Rise up. For you to be used by certain people, give yourself out to be used by God, because that is what is going to speak for you in time of trouble. In time whereby things have become difficult, it is what will speak and open doors for you. Bible said Jesus sent forth for the donkey. When they brought the donkey, see, some of us, Jesus has released us from so many things. This is a time we have to give ourselves to him for him to use us. Yes. Bible said, and Jesus, when he was about to sit on the donkey, people began to spread cloths and stuff like that, because Jesus was about to use it. See, when you allow yourself, when you give yourself out for Jesus to use you, see, Jesus prepares you. Jesus brings people out into your life to prepare you, because he's about to use you. He's about to use you. He's about to use you. Give yourself out. Give yourself out to be used by God, not to be used by the devil. Some of us, the devil has used us. But this is the time, I'm telling you. The devil will use you and dump you. Bible says, I have never seen the righteous whose generation beg for bread. I have never seen the righteous whose generation beg for bread. The righteous in the Lord. Beloved, as you like and share the life, you are sharing your testimony. In the name of Jesus, you are praying right now. You are saying, oh God, may you use me, may you sit on me, may you come into me, may you sit on my life, you be the controller of my life. See, when Jesus is controlling you, when Jesus is your director, he directs you. David said, he directs you to the path of righteousness for his name's sake. He directs me to the path of right. He leads me to the path of righteousness for his name's sake. Parikadosa. I want you to lift up your voice and pray, Lord, today, the first working day, lead me to people. When I approach, there will be a blessing into my life. Lead me to a path whereby things will work in my life. Lead me to a place of safe pasture. Lead me to a place whereby I'll be covered. Lead me, oh God. Lead me, oh God. Lead me, oh God. As the week has started, lead me, oh God. Lead me, oh God. Lead me, oh God. Lead me, oh God. Bible said Jesus sat on the donkey, and people begin to throw things to the donkey. See, whenever Jesus sits on you or in you, you allow yourself to be used by God. I tell you, beloved, people begin to show you mercy. People begin to show you favor. People begin to see the glory of God around you. People begin to see you as somebody they can associate with. That is a blessing of the Lord. Bible said Jesus was sitting on the donkey, but it was a donkey that was enjoying the glory. And Bible said they were shouting Hosanna, and they were putting things on the floor for Jesus to sit on. But it was the donkey that was enjoying it. It was a donkey that was enjoying it, because the donkey was the one that was walking on it. Jesus was just sitting on it. Beloved, as you commit your ways to the Lord, Jesus will use you and make you beautiful. Bible said, in his own time, he makes all things beautiful. The Lord is about to make something beautiful in your life. Wherever you are right now, I say, Kumi, rise up. Rise up, arise. 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 Wherever you are right now, I want you to arise. Tell your business, arise. Tell your business, arise. Tell your dead relationship, arise. Tell your marriage, arise. If you are sick, tell yourself, arise. If somebody is on a sick bed right now, arise. So when the donkey allowed himself to be used, he began to enjoy the glory. I say, the things we do for God, the things we do for God are the thing that speaks for us. I say, the things we do for God are the things that speaks for us in times of trouble. Arise now. Arise now. Tell somebody, Kumi, arise. 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 Kumi, arise. See, God is going to turn things around in your life. Kumi, arise. Arise this morning in prayer. Arise this morning. Kumi, arise. You are telling your business. Kumi, arise. Let me tell you, when you give yourself to the Lord, he uses you. He uses you. He takes some control over your life. He takes control. You hand over everything. You hand over everything to him. When the donkey allowed himself to be used by God, he was enjoying the glory. When I mean allowing yourself to be used by God, see, we have different ways. See, some other people have allowed themselves to be preaching the gospel. Yes, you can also preach the gospel in different ways. We don't just preach the gospel by as I'm speaking now. This is another way of preaching the gospel. This is another way. Your character can preach the gospel. The things you do for God, the things you do for people can preach the gospel. Your money can preach the gospel. The things around you can preach the gospel. See, as you are also sharing to somebody and waking somebody up, you are telling the person, depend on God. As you are telling the person that, depend on God, when you invite the person to this life, you are sharing the gospel and you are preaching the gospel. Because as a person comes here, the person begins to hear the word of the Lord, and the person is empowered and begin to believe in the Lord. Yes. See, Bible talks about a woman called Dorcas in Acts chapter 9. Bible said Dorcas was a generous woman. She was a generous woman, very generous. Dorcas was very generous. I tell you, Dorcas was very generous. Very, very generous. And do you know the things that Dorcas have been doing? She used to sew clothes for those who do not have clothes. Hey. She used to support the church. I tell you, the things you do in the Lord because of God. Sometimes somebody can wrong you, but you say, because of God, I have forgiven you. You may not know how powerful that thing can be. You don't know how powerful. You don't know how powerful that thing can be. You are telling God right now, in the name of Jesus, you are praying to God and say, oh Lord, as I depend on you, as I trust in you, may my service in you speak for me. Bible said Dorcas used to sew clothes and give to people, the needy, those who do not have in the church. She used to serve in the church. That is what I'm telling you. It's not only when you are preaching in the church shows that you are doing the work of God, or you are doing the work of your Father. It's not only that. Most of us, when they say you are being called by God, we think that when we stand in the church, we stand at behind the pulpit. So you go to church and everybody want to stand at the pulpit and preach. Everybody want to stand there and sing. You don't even have a voice, you want to sing. You think that is how you can praise God? You think that is how you can worship God? You think that is the only way? No, that's not the only way. There's something in you which can worship the Lord better than you singing. We can speak for you better than you singing. There are things in you. We can speak for you better than you singing. I'm telling you. There are things in you. We can speak better. There are some people. Some of us, we go to church and go and sing. You see choristers, they come. They wear their robes. They do whatever they want to do and go and stand there. But they don't ask themselves, within that short minute of you singing, maybe 30, 25, 25 minutes. Go and ask those who prepared the church before church service. Some of them will be there at the church for more than 3 hours cleaning the church. They'll be for more than 3 hours cleaning the church. I tell you. Yes. They can be there for more than 3 hours cleaning the church. More than 3 hours cleaning the church. But all we desire is to be behind the pulpit. No, that's not the only way you can serve the Lord. I said that is not the only way you can serve the Lord. Give yourself to the Lord. He said, commit your ways to the Lord, and he will do this. Commit your ways to the Lord, and he will do this. Commit your ways to the Lord, and he will do this. Beloved, I want you to understand something. That your service in the Lord is what will speak for you. Your service in the Lord, that is what will speak for you. Your service in the Lord is not only you going to church. See, there are some people who come to church and their engagement, the way they socialize with people. The way they socialize with people. See, there are some people who, the moment you have trouble, they are encouragement alone. They are encouragement alone. When you read Romans chapter 10, it will tell you the giftings of the Spirit. There are some people who are very good. They encourage people. They don't just preach, but they encourage you when you are in trouble. There are some people who can stand with you in times of difficulty. They have allowed themselves to be used by God. Bible said, Dorcas. I'm talking to you about Dorcas right now. Call me. Arise. My business, arise. The things that will speak for me, arise. Yeah. Arise. I say arise. Hey, tell that business, arise. Tell that marriage, arise. Arise. Hey. My business, my marriage, my relationship, arise. See, now here, listen to it. He said, then Peter arose and went with them. When he had come, now I want us to read from verse number 38. When you read Acts chapter 9, verse 38. I would love to read the verse number 38. Verse 38. When we read from 36, it said, at Joppa there was a certain disciple named Dorcas or Tabitha, which is translated Dorcas. This woman was full of good works. Listen to me. Bible said, this woman was full of good works. This woman was full of good works. See, may your good works follow you and speak for you this week. In the name of Jesus Christ. You are committing the week, the day, into the hands of God. Bible said, as the donkey allowed himself to be used, you are telling God, God, this week, use me. This week, use me. This day, use me to be a blessing. See, I say it's not only in the chapel or in the temple we serve God. Oh, it's not only. See, Bible said, Job, there was a certain disciple named at Joppa. There was a certain disciple named Tabitha, which is translated Dorcas. This woman was full of good works. Full of good works. I said, may your works speak for you in the name of Jesus, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. May your good works speak for you. Ah, may your good works speak for you. See, listen to it. You know, sometimes you may be going through certain things, but you don't know. See, the challenges some of us, the good things we do, maybe you are not able to have access to education. We're now having access to so many things, but I tell you, what you are doing is what we're going to speak for your generation. See, the prayers you are praying now, the way your children are going to say, your grandchildren are going to say, hey, our mother, our grandfather, our father, the way he has been praying for us. I tell you, see, in every family, somebody has to break out for other people to lead, to follow. He has to break out. So whenever God wants to take charge of our people or take a certain family, he picks one person. See, that is why it's very, very, very important. See, if one person breaks out and that person becomes selfish in the family, the person has collapsed the family. Because when God It will take another generation for God to raise another person. You are saying, God, use me. Use me. Bible said, from the village, Mark chapter 11, God, Jesus said, that go there, you see a donkey, tie it over there, release it. I told you the foundation of the village. Anytime you see yourself in your village, it shows the genesis of your life. It shows the genesis of your business. It shows the genesis of everything you started. Every town, when you go to Kumasi, they have a village. No matter the town, every town you are seeing now that have become town, they have a certain place called village. And when you go to that village, you will see the condition and the living service over there. You see the old buildings there, and then you see the new site building. May God pick you from the village, from your old life, and bring you into a new life in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus Christ. May God pick you from that condition of your family and bring you to a point whereby he can use you. And whenever God is using you, you become fruitful. Whenever God is using you, things begin to change in your life. People begin to favor you because they see the glory of God. Bible said when Jesus sat on the donkey, big people begin to throw things onto the donkey. And you know what? The donkey was the one walking on those things. The donkey was the one. The donkey was the one. Beloved. 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 Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. I want you to pray right now. Say, oh God, use me for your glory. Use me for your glory. Use me for your glory. I want you to lift up your voice. I'm giving you 1 minute. You are saying, use me for your glory. Use me for your glory. Use me for your glory, oh God. Use me for your glory. 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 In the name of Jesus Christ. Use me for your glory. Bible said, and Tabitha. Bible said, she was full of good works and charitable deeds, which she did. Verse 37. But it happened in those days that she became sick. I don't know the condition you find yourself right now. Sometimes troubles do happen. That is why I said you must pray with that season. Sometimes the devil begins to attack us left and right. Bible said, but it happened in those days that she became sick and died. What is dead in your life? What has become sick in your life? I say, what is dead in your life? And what has become sick in your life? Bible said, when they had washed her, they laid her in an upper room. And since Lydda was near Joppa, and the disciples had heard that Peter was there, they sent two men to him, imploring him not to delay in coming to them. Verse number 39. Then Peter arose and went with them. When he had come, they brought him to the upper room, and all the widows stood by him, weeping, showing the tunics and garments which Dorcas had made while she was with them. But Peter But Peter put them all out and knelt down and prayed. And kneeled down and prayed. And turning to the body, he said, "Tabitha, arise. Tabitha, arise." And she opened her eyes. And when she saw Peter, she sat down. "Tabitha, arise. My business, arise. I speak to your business right now. I speak to your business right now. I speak to your marriage right now. I speak to your door right now. Arise. Kumi, arise. Whatever that is dead in your life, arise. Kumi, arise. Arise. Shut yourself, arise. Whatever that is dead in my life, arise. 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 Arise now. Now." Bible said when Peter got there, he sent them out and knelt down and he said, "Tabitha, arise. Kumi, arise. Arise now. Arise. Ah. Arise. 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 Arise now. There's somebody here who have been praying for a male child for a long time. I see God giving you a male child. My God. There's somebody here. I see God giving you a male child. A male child. I hear the name Florence. I hear the name Florence. Florence, the Lord is giving you a male child. I hear the name Florence. The Lord is giving you a male child. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit. In the name of Jesus. The Lord is giving you a male child. Yes. In the name of Jesus. Ha! In the name of Jesus. Whatever that is dead in your life, arise! If you are sick on the sick bed right now, be the healing power of God and God for you right now. I say, as a prophet of God, and I declare into your life, healing is getting into your bones right now. Into your bones right now. Into your tummy right now. In the name of Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus Christ. Ha! In your bones right now, I see God moving things in your life. See, that marriage, arise, kumi, arise. Arise. Arise now. In the name of Jesus, that business, that workplace that nobody wants to see your face, receive favor now. Receive favor now. Receive favor now. Ha! Your career that you think your career is dead, your education that you think your education is dead, your vision that you think your vision is dead, that vision, arise. Arise in the name of Jesus Christ. Arise. Arise. Whatever that is dead in your life, arise. Arise. Arise in the name of Jesus Christ. Arise. Ah, somebody, I want you to declare, arise. Anything that is dead in my life. See, when things are not working, it's either they are sick or they are dead. See, when you are sick, you cannot function well. Ah. Yeah. If your business is dead, it cannot function well. See, somebody, receive favor at your workplace now. Yeah. receive favor. Hey, receive favor. See, when the thing is not working, which means that there's a problem. 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 Is that the thing is sick or dead? If you are sick, you cannot work well. You cannot do the things that you want to do. It's either your relationship is sick or dead. But I stand as a prophet of the Most High. I release you. I release you. If your finances are dead or sick, Paco Parica Tosica Parana Handosha, Eleka Pacada Dosica Dose Breca Parava, Libre Catosi Pacadaba, begin to declare that arise, come, come, arise, arise. Our Bible said, Tabitha has been doing good things. Tabitha, she has been doing good things. Tabitha has been doing good things, but it got to a time in her life. Hear me. She has been doing good works that she died. She was sick. She became sick. Tabitha became sick. Hear me. Tabitha became sick and she died. But the prophet of the Lord, Peter, came. And things that she had been doing, a good words begin to speak for her. May your service in the Lord speak for you. May your service in the Lord speak for you. In the name of Jesus Christ. 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 Beloved, I thank God for your life. I thank God for your life. Some people will be sharing testimonies on this life. This is the beginning. This is the beginning. It's the beginning. I tell you, it's the beginning. It's the beginning. I pray for you. May the Lord release you from every stress that the devil has put in upon your life. In the name of Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus Christ. I pray for everyone on this life. May God. May God. May God. May God. Turn things around in your life. May God change your destiny. In the name of Jesus Christ. In Jesus' name. You are blessed. We'll meet again on Wednesday and the Lord will speak again in your life. Stay blessed. Stay blessed. We'll meet again 4 a.m. 4 a.m. God bless you. Bye.